In and Out of the Kitchen by Damien Trench. The Stag. Friday, September the 5th.
Shall I plunge?
Oh, if you don't, I will. I am craving. Very nice.
Oh, never given us even a moment's trouble, this cafetiere.
It really hasn't.
Now, I have planned the stag do.
I thought you might. All right, let me guess. 2-for-1 cocktails, all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, go-karting and karaoke, finished off with a trip to a nightclub and a fight in a taxi queue.
Oh, don't even jest, Anthony. This is why I have planned it. To do something that I want to do, not something that's imposed on me.
And what I want to do? Well, me, Damien, it is my stag do as well.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, yes, of course it is. Yes, well, I have always said so, and will continue to do so.
So what are we doing?
We are going to the opera, which we love.
Okay.
You don't want to?
No, of course I do. It just might be a little staid, that's all.
Anthony, we're not 21-year-olds anymore. I happen to find a little staid rather a reassuring phrase.
Opera it is, then. You're as old as you feel, Damien. I mean, I wouldn't want you to have a fall or be too far from a toilet.
Really, Anthony. Now, I have kept the recipe simple. Take one Holland Park, open-air theatre, a handful of tickets to the Barber of Seville, bring it all together with a Fortnum's hamper.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Will that be staid enough?
Anthony!
All right, so who's coming?
You, me, a father each, Mr. Mulaney, Ralph.
Ralph? At the opera? Do they sell chips?
Look, he will just have to grin and bear it.
He did tell me once he'd been to the Sydney Opera House, although that was to see the bootleg Beatles. Got so drunk he fell through a fire exit and lost a shoe. Are you sure he should come?
He is my brother, Anthony. Admittedly, he and I are cut from a different cloth, but for this occasion he will have to dress himself in the fabric of my choosing, if that doesn't strain the metaphor too much.
It does, too much. Well, who else?
Ray Jarrow.
Ray Jarrow? You can't stand him.
What are you talking about? We're great mates. Big chums. Big chums. I mean, we may have stylistic differences, but we are doing our best to rub along. And if this TV pilot goes to plan, we are going to be in each other's pockets for the best part of 6 months. I think that inviting him could actually promote convivencia.
We could get a really massive pie.
Yes, a really massive pie. Well, if that would persuade you.
It would.
Very well. The whole thing.
I was glad that Anthony approved of my plans. It would indeed be a slightly eclectic mix of people, but I'm quite convinced that everyone is mature enough to get along without incident. I called my parents to tell them my plans. My father is particularly looking forward to a day out. Mother is having laser eye surgery next week, and he is very keen to escape her near-constant discussion of the procedure. For her part, she was furious, claiming that she needed him as her guide on Saturday, as she intended to spend the entire day blindfolded in order to prepare for her post-surgery state. This might be the most ridiculous thing that she or anyone has ever undertaken, and I told her so quite bluntly. Thankfully, before her full wrath could be summoned, my mobile rang. Turns out the wretched thing can come in handy from time to time, and I was able to say a rather welcome goodbye.
Hello?
Damo!
Oh, Ian, how opportune. I was about to get an almighty tongue-lashing.
Oh, right. Shall I call back later?
No. My mother, she's unwilling to let my father out of the house for the stag do. She's pretending to be blind.
Like Stevie Wonder.
I don't think he's pretending, Ian. It's a preparation for her IOP.
Oh, the old laser eyes. I might have that done myself.
Do you suffer with your sight?
No, 20/20. But it might be a good precaution. Now, stag do-wise, I will have to say a polite no. Too much temptation for me.
Oh, Ian, it's not going to be that decadent.
Very kind, Damo, but I'm not ready for a night out with the lads, all swilling up the booze and beef, and best stay out of harm's way.
I can assure you, Ian, we are not a group of lads swilling booze. As to beef, well, there might be a little bit of Carpaccio, but it's hardly a night out with Henry VIII.
Well, thanks anyway, Damo. You have fun. Well, cheerio.
Wait, Ian, you called me. Was there something else?
Did I? Oh, yes, I did. Ah, yes. Now, Livy wants a name change for the shack pilot thing. No biggie. The prod company are keen to call it Ray's Food Shack, as Ray and Damien's is a bit of a mouthful.
What?
They just said the Damien part didn't play well to the focus groups. You know, Damien, the Omen, Spawn of Satan, all that stuff.
The Spawn of Satan?
No, Damien. You know what these people are like. Probably change their mind again tomorrow. As I say, no biggie.
I rather think it is, Ian. Ray's Food Shack. I mean, that demotes me to his mute assistant if I'm not in the title. Bernardo to his Zorro.
They just think Ray is more of a matey name. Winston, Charles, Reardon, you know.
I am completely lost.
Look, it'll be fine. I'll see what I can do. Don't fuss.
Fuss? Ian, I never fuss. As you know, I absolutely abhor fuss. Fuss is one of the most unpleasant... But Ian. No biggie.
No biggie indeed. Saturday, September the 6th. So the day of the stag dawned, bright and sunny. Anthony suggested shorts, but I thought that crude even for light opera. So we settled on linen suits and made our way cheerfully to Holland Park. Ralph was uncharacteristically early and offered to collect the hamper and set it up on our pre-booked picnic table. As Anthony and I awaited the rest of the stags, as I am duty-bound to refer to them, the heavens opened and it positively threw it down. Moses himself would have been impressed. Mr. Mullaney assured us that it was just a passing shower, but it showed few signs of passing and instead decided to stay obstinately put like a troublesome house guest for the next 4 hours. We were soaked and sodden and were not oblivious to the irony of listening to Basilio singing La Columnia e un Venticello whilst furious gales of water lashed us relentlessly. At the first interval, we trudged soggily to the picnic area where Ralph had completely forgotten which table was ours, and we searched in vain for 25 minutes to locate the doubtless waterlogged pies and other goods until we were shepherded, empty-handed, back to our seats, starving to sit out the rest of the opera in freezing torrents. It was, quite frankly, a disaster. Ray Jarrow was very gracious, actually, about the whole thing and invited us all to his club for drinks. Anthony said that he'd pop in for one, but I simply couldn't face it and so squelched my way home, there not being a single cab in sight. Sunday, September the 7th.
Hello?
Oh, Damien, it's your father.
Oh, no, what's happened?
Well, nothing. Why?
Well, you wouldn't call unless... Is it Mum? Has she said something terrible to the Estonian postman again?
No, she's out with Tenzing, seeing if she can train him up as a guide dog.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Great fun yesterday.
Was it?
We had a right old hoot at your friend Ray's place. Didn't get in until past two.
My word, what did Mum say?
Well, she had a blindfold on. Makes her sleep like a log. Plus, she couldn't see the clock. Told her it was 11. It actually worked out quite well.
Is she all set for the operation?
She's done little but read me the potential risks and side effects for some days. It'll be a relief to get away next weekend.
You're going away?
Well, this is why I'm calling. We have a plan. Ralph's here. I'll pass him over. Ralph? 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 Oh, no, he's here.
Oi, oi, bro! We've made a plan, Ski.
Yes, I've heard. I don't know if I like the sound of it.
You and Ants have got to have a proper stag after that washout.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes. We had a good old chat about it at Ray's Gap. Sam sorted it out.
Sam?
Your builder.
Oh, Mr. Mullaney.
So it's going to be a gentle weekend in Dublin.
A whole weekend away. Dublin.
Maybe have a couple of pints or nine of the black stuff, eh? Over an old era.
I really don't think we need to go to the bother. I appreciate what you've done.
I'm not asking you, bro. I'm telling you. We knew you'd be like this, so it's all booked. You don't have to do a thing. Fly out Friday at 5. Anthony has all the details. Same posse as the opera disaster.
It was not a... Well, but Dad has to be there for Mum. It's her operation on Friday.
Relax. Your bloke Ian's going to look after her.
Ian?
We asked him to come, but he said it'd be like throwing a hungry child into a vat of sweets.
But
what, bro? It's all taken care of.
Right, well, okay.
That is more like it. Staggerola!
Not an if, not a but, could I get past him. It was a fait accompli, sans ifs and sans buts. I allowed my reticence to thaw over a cup of rooibos, and once the shock had passed, I actually began to warm to the idea somewhat. Dad could have a break, and Ian, in his new righteous and sober frame of mind, would be an ideal companion for a temporarily blind mother. And it may surprise you to learn that I have never been to Dublin. Don't know quite how I've managed that, as I hear the cuisine is excellent, the architecture arresting, and I've yet to visit the Book of Kells, so maybe a weekend mini-break would be just the ticket to relax in the company of good friends. And Ray Jarrow. I'm joking, of course. Great pals, always have been. Just a bit of the crack there. Oh, look, I'm getting into it already. Friday, September the 12th.
Why I must remove my belt at security, I never know. I am wasted as a food writer. I'm clearly capable of bringing down an entire aeroplane with just a belt. Maybe I should contact the SAS, see if they've got a vacancy for someone.
Damien, just relax. It's a fun weekend, remember?
I know. I'm sorry, Anthony. I will relax. I am just a little bit livid at having to throw away an entire bottle of Penhaligon's Tonka Bean shower gel for the whims of aircraft security. I mean, they must have the best stock bathrooms in Britain.
Why was it in your hand luggage anyway?
Well, I didn't know what to pack. I'm still yet to be presented with a clear schedule of the weekend's events. I was rather rushed and forced to improvise.
Damien, just promise, just give in to it. It's your stag. Just let other people sort things out.
Yes, no, you're quite right. I shall unwind.
Right, find the others. Ralph said they'd be at the bar half secure.
Sorry, Florrie?
It's a fluorescent jack and mess return. You got a deal with the builders' merchants. One each, just thought it'd be a bit of fun.
Right, put names on them all. We've all got the trench men, and you and Ants have got the trench connection. Staggerola!
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Ray. That is utterly charming. Okay, what fun we shall have.
New low pro blame, no dames. Right, Stag, same again.
Oh, Damien, this is fun, isn't it? I've already had 2.5 pints, and it's not even 6 o'clock.
Well, do pace yourself, Dad.
Oh, it's good to get away from your mother. You'd think she was having open-heart surgery 8 times over with this ruddy eye thing.
Will she be all right?
Ian will be round after work, and I've rigged up some strings for her to get about until then.
Strings?
Yes, one to the bathroom, one to the stairs. She can feel her way around.
Dear God.
Damien, Anthony, greetings.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Ah, Fraser, how nice of you to come along.
This should be a spree. Yeah. I've had 2 pints already. 2. And it's no even 6 o'clock.
One for you here, Sam.
You're all right, Ralph. I've still got me appetizer here.
You're seriously not going to have a drink on a stag, do you?
No, I'm not, thanks all the same. It's not my thing anymore.
Trenchman, our gate is announced.
Anthony, have you got the morning passes?
Yes. Which means, by my reckoning, at least 1 more pint before we head off.
Maybe 2!
Same again.
Ray, he's a laugh, isn't he, dames?
Yes, Ralph. Yes, he is. Yes, he's great fun.
After 2 more pints and 1 shot each of something blue with a Z at the end of its name, we made our boarding gate with barely minutes to spare. I was mortified that we might have our names read out over the tannoy. Ray said he normally uses that as his signal to leave the bar, an attitude I find frankly breathtaking. I'm always wary of getting too animated in or around aeroplanes, as I feel that in the current climate we ought to maintain an air of polite compliance, but our budget flight was rammed with similar stag parties, and the atmosphere on board was certainly upbeat, bordering at times on raucous. Ray Jarrow led a rousing chorus of the Wild Rover, with which even the cabin staff joined in, as I sunk as low in my seat as it was humanly possible to get, given the almost airtight gaps between the rows. We were met at Dublin Airport by a stretch limousine, which seemed an absurd expense to me, although Mr. Mullaney knew the driver and assured me he was owed a favour and that cost was not an issue. Gratis or no, it still felt a little decadent, and I was less than keen on Ralph shouting top of the morning to you loudly from the window as we drove through the city, but no one else seemed to mind. We were deposited in the foyer of a rather rudimentary hotel, where, again, Mr. Mullaney seemed on good terms with the owners. But before I could ask about what herbal teas were available in the room, I was hauled into the bar and plied with a variety of drinks. I have never drunk fruit beer before, and may not again, but after 3 pints I had, it is fair to say, unwound.
Right, here we are. 6 pints of Guinness and an OJ for you.
Oh, come on, Sam, you'll have a drink, eh?
No, seriously now, Ralph, I'm grand. Someone needs to look after yourself.
Yeah.
Slauncher.
Slauncher indeed, Fraser.
This is tremendous fun, Damien. We should do this more often.
Well, come to Dublin.
No, the pub. Oh, the pub. Your mother doesn't like pubs, Damien, but I love them. Oh, I love them.
All right, here we go. I'm on it.
What is he doing?
Drink. 6 seconds.
Buy them Guinness in 6. Top that.
That's impressive.
If I must.
No, Dad. It's right. You don't have to.
Down 4. Good on you, Mr. Mac.
Wow.
Did you know your father could do that, Henson?
No. That is impossibly quick.
I'll take another.
Come on, Stags, you'll go.
No.
I do not think I could get that volume of liquor down me that quickly. It would be no adrenaline relentlessly gasoline.
Come on.
Oh, must we?
Yeah, I think we must.
Yes, you must, Damo. Drink.
Oh, God, you might as well down a tin of soup. Speaking of which, can we eat now?
Come on, Damien, you've hardly drunk any of it.
Well, to be honest, Ray, it is rather a viscous liquid.
Hey, this is a life, bro.
Beats the soggy opera, eh? That was a bit Pavarotti.
Pavarotti. You are funny, Ray.
Right, Ray. Okay.
The evening passed in a fog of more drinks and the horror of karaoke. Anthony and I were frankly bullied into singing Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and I vaguely recall my father giving an extraordinary rendition of a song called If You Tolerate This, (), Then Your Children Will Be Next, (), by the so-called Manic Street Preachers, a song which I must say I had never heard of, but my dad took to as if he'd written it himself. Quite extraordinary. There were two, maybe three more bars before I absolutely put my foot down and insisted on some sleep. Mr. Mullaney, who was the only sober one there, kindly escorted me back whilst the others continued on. The hotel, or hostel as it was rightly called, had us all in one giant room in bunk beds. It was a terrible night, and I was almost asleep when the rest of the party staggered in, crashing and bellowing, with Rage Arrow telling jokes that would make a docker not just blush, but probably reconsider his position on the wharf and take up holy orders. Anthony somehow managed to clamber onto the flimsy bunk above me, using my head as a rung of the ladder, and I barely slept a wink, terrified that his snoring frame might come tumbling down at any time, crushing me like a hazelnut under a fat rolling pin. During the night, the atmosphere created by the six snoring and beer-bloated men became as ripe as one of Ray Jarrow's jokes, and it was a relief to be released once more into the Dublin air. Ralph had booked us in to tour the Guinness Brewery.
Quite a view, isn't it? See the whole of Dublin.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful city. I just rather wish that we could see more of it than the inside of bars.
Oh, come on, Damien. You had fun last night. Admit it.
Well, barely.
Well, you were singing with quite some gusto.
Was I?
Yes.
Best bar in Dublin this day, lads!
I do wish we hadn't rushed through the tour to get to this bit, though.
Top bit of the whole museum. We've seen how it's made. Let's get a drink in!
There was a rather fascinating-looking video on the Art of the Cooper a few floors down. I wouldn't mind actually nipping down and seeing it again. So
hair in the dog, gents! Top floor of the Guinness Brewery. As Irish as it gets!
Here's one for you, Sam.
I know, I'm good, Ray. To tell you the truth, I've never really cared for this stuff. It doesn't
I'll
sit well.
I'll take his, if it's spared.
How do you do that?
Ask your mother.
Where shall we lunch?
All sorted, Damo. Ray's got us booked in at Louisiana Sally's on Temple Bar.
Louisiana Sally's?
Yeah, finest American diner in the city. Pretty newly open, thought we should give it the once-over.
Must we? I mean, here in Dublin, a diner...
Might be useful, dames, for the show. Get a bit of inspiration for Ray's food shack. Oh, you don't mind it being called just... Ray's food shack, do you?
Not at all. I suppose some people might think that it isn't quite good, but it would be hard for me to care less. No. It's fine.
I don't like the idea of it either, dames. But you know how these bloody market research people are, eh?
Stags ahoy! Onto the diner! God, I love American food. You can't go wrong with it. You just can't go wrong.
Beer at lunchtime, Damien. This is tremendous. Your mother would never let me.
Oh, God, Mum.
Hello?
Ian, it's Damien. How is everything?
Oh, all fine here, Damo. All tickety, all boo. Your mother is sound asleep. Those painkillers they've given her are proper knockout drops. We had a lovely time last night. I brought round a box set of Wolf Hall and audio-described the whole thing for her.
Oh, how kind, Ian.
Not as easy as it sounds, Damo. Found myself saying Cromwell looks thoughtful pretty much all the time. Anyway, all well, your end?
Tolerable, Ian. We're off to lunch at a diner.
Oh, tremendous. You can't go wrong with a diner, Damien. You just can't go wrong.
Oh, but you can. Louisiana Sally's was as wrong as I had imagined, and yet somehow worse. Ralph insisted that we order Stetson cocktails, great cowboy hat-shaped fishbowls of gruesomely coloured sugary concoctions that we all sat around drinking through straws. We had strawberry margarita, a Malibu peach punch, and then I think one called a Branston flush, although on reflection it probably wasn't that. In any case, I, and indeed all of us, were quite impossibly fuzzy with the alcohol and the sugar. Even Mr. Mullaney, sipping away cheerfully at his non-alcoholic grape cooler, was ruddy-cheeked and laughing roundly at Ray Jarrow's amusing Texan accent.
I'll take the rib platter and side of slaw, darling.
Right you are, sir.
Oh, it's capital, Ray, it's capital.
Now you're sucking diesel, Ray.
And for you, sir?
Right, thanks. The brioche bun that comes with the burger, does it have an egg wash after proofing? Only I'm not entirely sure that the meat would...
Don't do the accent, Damien.
I really don't.
Go on, do it.
I'm really not very good with accents.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
That there brioche bun, the hearty, does it...
You're not supposed to be a pirate, Trenchy!
Pirate! Pirate! Pirate!
OK, you OK, sir?
Great! Go on, do the accent!
No!
I will not do the accent. I'll not sing your karaoke songs. I'll not down a pint in one. I will not wear your fluorescent jacket. Everything has to be a big competition with you, doesn't it, Ray? We have to do as Simon, well, as Ray says, and it has to be on your terms. It has to be Ray's food shack rather than Ray and Damien's food shack. I'm not going to do as you or Simon says, Ray. I'll give you a competition. There.
The Louisiana Sally Challenge. You can't be serious.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
48 ounces of prime beef steak burger, 8 rashers of bacon, 2 fried eggs, 6 slices of Monterey Jack cheese, monster fries, maple syrup, and a tub of vanilla ice cream. Eat it in under an hour and it's free, and you get your face on the Louisiana Sally's Wall of Fame.
Oh, Damien, you'll never manage.
Do you accept my challenge, Ray? Do you accept my Louisiana Sally challenge?
Damien.
Don't really... listen to him.
Excuse me.
Yes.
May we change our order? I don't know quite what had come over me. Is there such thing as the ire of the Irish? If so, I was feeling it today. I am not usually quick to anger, but the last 5 months of quibbling with Ray had taken their toll. That said, my outburst might also have had something to do with hardly having eaten the night before, and the morning's 3 Guinnesses and 4 glasses of neon cocktail. On the plus side, it had also given me quite an appetite. When the Louisiana Sally platters finally emerged, carried by 2 waiters per plate, it looked like I'd literally bitten off more than I could chew. It was a challenge, but I'm proud to say one that I took head-on, and rather enjoyed. Every last darn rootin'-tootin' Southern Fried secret recipe artery-clogging gobbit of it, to much applause from my fellow stags, whooping and cheering from the staff, and a sigh from Ray, who had barely eaten half of his and was already looking as green as a gooseberry and about as sour. I must say, I may have let out entirely accidentally a slight exclamation of triumph, and then threw myself into the street for some more of that refreshing Dublin air.
Well done, dames. You win.
Well, one can hardly call oneself a food writer without being able to partake freely of one's subject, Ray.
It's not about the food, though, is it? It's about the title.
Well, maybe just a bit. Look, everyone says that you're the one that people want to watch, and I'm just going to be some satanic Damien figure hovering in the background, getting in the way. I mean, I might as well not be in it, frankly.
Damien, please. No. I can't do this show without you. That I'm just a hack, dames. You know that. I bang out the word count, but it's lazy stuff. It's cheap. But you... you're the real deal. You have... integrity. You can cook. I mean, you really can cook.
Well, I take a certain pride in my craft, I must admit.
I'm a bluffer. A dilettante, Damien. So, really, it should be Ray and Damien's food shack. It has to be. I'll phone Marco now and tell him I'm putting my foot down. So what if it costs us viewers? It's integrity we need. At least... it's something I need.
Wait, Ray. Ray's food shack does have more of a ring to it.
Seriously? You think so?
I do.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Thanks, dames.
Oh.
Your phone?
Hmm? Oh. Yeah. Ian, everything all right?
Damo, now, I don't want you to panic.
Panic? What's happened?
Your mother...
oh, God, is it the eyes? Is she blind? Is it like Day of the Triffids?
No, nothing like that. I've sort of lost her.
Lost her?
I got the painkillers a bit wrong. I think I gave her 2 of the blue ones for the swelling instead of one of the red ones or one of each or something, and she's got a bit doolally and wandered off. Do you know where she might have gone?
Of course I don't, Ian. I'm in a foreign country. I'm English-speaking, but nevertheless...
where would she normally go?
The supermarket, pet shop, the discount bookshop that sells 3 made benches for £10, my house. I mean, I don't possibly know, Ian. Oh, my God, what's going on in there? Ian, can you call me back in 5 minutes? What is going on?
It's Mr. Mullaney. He's gone mad.
He's drunk.
He can't be.
It's my fault. I've been slipping in booze.
You've been what?
His cocktails. They weren't no alcoholic at all. I just thought he ought to have a drink. I didn't realise.
You took it.
Chubby checker. I want chubby checker.
No, they don't have it on there, Sam. Oh, please.
Why would you punch a jukebox?
I want a dance, Chris. And that's a twist in your face, you little bollocks.
Oh, will you now?
Oh, gosh, that chef is very large.
It's all right, Damien. I'll sort this out.
No, Anthony, don't get involved.
What if
a cup? Oh, no.
hit my son's builder.
Ian, it's carnage, Ian. Ian, I'd better go outside. Ian, this is just awful. Mr. Mullaney's on the rampage.
Relax, Damien, I found your mother.
Oh, the police are here now. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You don't need the police, Damien, I've found her.
No, the police are here in Dublin.
Stand aside now. Move away from the diner, please. Away, now.
You were quite right, she was in the pet shop. Wandered off to get some dog chews, and she's mostly fine.
Mostly?
She had a bit of a tumble in the shop, banged herself on a display of kennel roofing.
Is she all right?
Possibly a broken nose. We're on our way to A&E.
Oh, God.
Come here, you! Oh, oh, God. God.
Both of my parents with broken noses, though this was the least of it. All hell had broken loose in Louisiana Sally's, with everyone joining in the fray. The whole party were arrested and taken to Bridewell Garda Station for questioning, charged with affray and public disorder. Mr. Mullaney, with criminal damage, it appeared he had more or less obliterated the jukebox. How nice it is when people unwind. As the sole innocent, I was naturally expected to bail them out, which I promised to do shortly. They had behaved dreadfully, as far as I was concerned, and a few hours' sober reflection on their behaviour would do them all the world of good. And all on my own, so I took a delightful stroll around Dublin. I visited the Book of Kells, which was every bit as spectacular as I had hoped, and then, by chance, passing the National Concert Hall, managed to get a very decent seat for the Teatro San Carlo's touring production of Don Giovanni. The main character is sent to live in eternity in the depths of hell. For some reason, I found it strangely comforting.
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried. Oh, honey, if I get restless.
Very hard following the bouncing ball.
In and Out of the Kitchen, The Stag was created by and starred Miles Jupp, with Justin Edwards, Philip Fox, Brendan Dempsey, Chris Brand, Alex Tregear and Stephen Critchlow. It was written by Justin Edwards. The producer was Sam Michel, and it was a BBC radio comedy production.
Nobody knows. When I was down, I was your clown.